Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to everybody. Parshas Kisisa, the Torah describes and reinforces the beautiful mitzvah of Shabbos. And the Torah tells us, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. Klal Yisrael is commanded to guard the Shabbos. La'asos es ha-Shabbos ledorosam bris olam. Shabbos is an eternal covenant. With who? Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael os hili olam. It's a special covenant specifically for Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a matana tova. It's a special gift that Klal Yisrael have been given only to us. Ki sheishas yamim asa Hashem es ha-shamayim es ha-aretz. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. Uvayom hashvi'i shabbas vayinafash. And on the seventh day, God rested. Of course, these psukim are quite familiar to us from Kiddush, that we recite Leil Shabbos. But the Gemara commenting on the final words, Uvayom hashvi'i shabbas vayinafash in Meseches Beitza, daf tezayin amud aleph, indicates a critical component and principle of Shabbos that we're familiar with, but we'll become even more familiar with today. The Gemara quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, "Neshama yisera, no sein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'adam erev Shabbos." God gives each and every single Jew on erev Shabbos a neshama yisera, an extra neshama. Of course, every Jew is given a neshama at birth, and we are a neshama. But on Shabbos, we are given an additional neshama. Ulamotze Shabbos notlin oso hemanu. And in Motze Shabbos, that extra neshama which we were given on Erev Shabbos is taken away. Shenemar shavas vayinofash. And the Gemara quoting Rabbi Shimon Malakish explains, Kevan sheshavas voy of the hanefesh. Once Shabbos leaves, oy, woe unto the soul that has left. And thus Rabbi Shimon Malakish understands the words shavas vayinofash, that kevan sheshavas, once Shabbos ebbs away, once Motze Shabbos comes, vayinofash voy of the hanefesh, woe unto us to the soul that has been lost. Let's try to understand a little bit better today what exactly this neshama yisera is. What does it mean that we're given an extra soul? What is this extra soul that we're given? Are we really given an extra soul? And if we are given this extra soul, what is the nature of this extra soul? Let's begin with Shitas Rashi. Rashi, commenting upon this Gemara, Meseches Beitza, Daf Tezayin, Amud Aleph, explains that, do you know what the neshama yisera is? Not what you would have thought. Says Rashi, Rochav Lev Leminucha Ulesimcha. We are given greater ability to have joy and rest. Vilios Pasuach Lerevacha, Viochal, Viyishte, Vein Nafsho Katzalav. Says Rashi, we're given more of an opportunity, more of an obligation to eat and to drink, and our soul won't become disgusted by it. We all know that we eat and we drink during the week, and at some point, it's too much. You overeat, you overdrink, you don't feel good. But on Shabbos, the neshama yisera is an additional opportunity. It's added ability to be able to tap into Kedusha Shabbos by eating and drinking. It's not a spiritual neshama, but it's rather the ability for the physicality to become spiritual, according to Rashi. Although during the week you eat and you drink and you feel disgusted and you don't feel good the more you eat. On Shabbos, the eating takes on a spiritual nature. But essentially, says Rashi, that the neshama yisera is all physical. It's the ability to rejoice. It's the ability to rest. It's the ability to have oneg and simcha and menucha as part of the eating and drinking process, and one will not become disgusted during that Shabbos as a result. The opinion of Rashi is very similar to the opinion of the Rashba. The Rashban is Tshuvas Chela Gimel. Simon Reish Tzadi writes also that the Nisham Yisera is something physical. Dehainu ha-menucha ve'oneg, says the Rashba. Sha'nefesh motzas b'Shabbos. The rest and the joy that the soul receives on Shabbos. Ki'ilhu Nisham Yisera, as that's if I have another Nisham, because there's so much more room and opportunity to rest and to rejoice. And when Shabbos ebbs away and leaves, and the neshama yisera leaves our body, and we enter the work week, which is difficult and complicated, it's as if this additional neshama has left us, and we have thus become weakened. Thus, the opinion of Rashi Beitza, Tezayin Amar Alef, the opinion of the Rashman is Tshuvas Chela Gimel Simen Reish Tzadi, is that the neshama yisera is a physical addition that we are given on Shabbos to enjoy and to bask in the glory of enjoyment and pleasure and rest. And that is a physical aspect of Shabbos, that we could eat more, we could drink more, and we won't become disgusted. However, the Ibn Ezra, the Ramban, the Sforno all take a radically different approach to what the Neshama Yaseir is. The Ramban and the Aseres Adibros on the mitzvah of Shabbos, the Ibn Ezra in Breishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel, the Sforno here on this Pasuk in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Shavas Vayinafash, all write that the Neshama Yaseir is a spiritual addition. It has nothing to do with physicality, has nothing to do with eating more and drinking more, not becoming disgusted by the more that we eat and drink. But it's the ability to tap into Kedushas Shabbos and thus understand the essence of God and that which God wants us to know about Him and understand Him and to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu cognitively, mentally, in all aspects of a relationship with God spiritually. One is able to tap into that on Shabbos in a different way than we are able to do so throughout the week. And thus we have a Machlokas, Rishonim, Rashi and the Rashba against the Ibn Ezra, the Ramban, and the Sforno. Is the Neshama Yaseira a spiritual addition, as the Ramban, the Ibn Ezra, and the Sforno explain, or is it a physical addition that we are given, the likes of Rashi and the Rashba? Now the truth is, there is one thing that it seems that all of these Rishonim agree with, and that it's an actual addition. There's no additional Neshama that we're given. As the Rashba says, Ki ilu hu Neshama Yaseira, Ki ilu avda mimenu. Not that it's an actual extra neshama that's placed into our guf on Shabbos, but rather it's ki'ilu, it's as if, and whether you're going with the approach of Rashi and the Rashba in the world of the physical edition, or the world of the Ibn Ezra, the Ramban, and the Sforno in the world of the spiritual edition, it seems that all of these Rishonim don't understand that it's an absolute addition, but rather it's something that's as if it is an addition. However, indeed, in the Sefer Shiboli Aleket, quoting the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Bereishis, in the Zohar HaKadosh Krach Aleph, Daf Choftes Amar Aleph, the Zohar indeed writes that it is an extra neshama that we are given, an absolute extra neshama. And the Zohar quotes Amar Rav Nachman, Nefesh Yisera Nitosefes Ba'adam Yom HaShabbos, an extra soul is given to man on Shabbos. Amalei Rebbe, my Nefesh Yisera Zu, what is this extra nefesh that we are given? Amrle Ruach HaKodesh Shore Olav. There is a spirit of God. There's a Ruach HaKodesh that rests on man. Umachtir La'adam Bekesser Kadosh. And places a crown on each and every single Jew. Bekisri HaMalachim. Who may also Ruach She'asid Lishros Ala Tzadikim Lasid Lavo. And it's no different than the extra Kesser, the extra crown that each and every single jewel received La'asid Lavo. And thus the Zohar understands the way that the Shiboli Aleket quotes it, as well as it's found in the Zohar HaKadosh, that it's an absolute extra neshama. It's an addition that we are given, an additional opportunity, whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual. But according to the Zohar HaKadosh, the way the Shiboli Aleket understands is that there is an addition that each and every single Jew are given. Thus, the Rishonim seem to address this question as to what exactly this neshama yaseir is that Reb Shimon ben Lakish is talking about. This extra neshama that we receive on Erev Shabbos, and this neshama yaseir which leaves on Motzei Shabbos, be it physical, be it spiritual, be it an absolute extra neshama, or it's as if it's an extra neshama. But there's something tremendously important that's taking place on Shabbos that we can tap into, that we should tap into. Although the Gemara writes that this extra neshama is given to us on Erev Shabbos, many Meforshim seem to debate when exactly we receive this neshama yaseira. The Tzitz Eliezer, his Tshuvas Chelek Zayim and Siman Mem Tes, quoting Mekubalim, writes that indeed the Neshama Yisera enters at Chatzos. Erev Shabbos midday, the Neshama Yisera enters the Jew. So much so that the Tzitz Eliezer uses this to explain the minhag that some have. During Avelos, we're all familiar, the Shiva. Shabbos does not have a Shiva. There's no Avelos before Hesyon Shabbos. But when does that begin? And the Tzitz Eliezer explains that there are certain minhagim that say that the Avelos of Shiva ends Chatzos, midday, because that's when the Neshama Yisera enters. And although that's not the way we pasken, that the Avelos of Shiva goes up until the amount of time that one needs to prepare for Shabbos, the Tzitz Eliezer reconciles those who have the custom for the Avelos of Shiva to cease at Erev Shabbos by Chatzos until Motzei Shabbos, because that's when the Neshama Yisera enters the body, Erev Shabbos at Chatzos. The Shari Tshuva, Siman Reish Samach Zayin, writes that the Neshama Yisera enters by Hashkivenu, in Marv, in Tfilas Marv, Lel Shabbos, when we recite the words, Ufros Aleinu Sukah Shlomecha, one is supposed to stand up, says the Shari Tshuva, Lachin Tzarech La'amod, one should stand up, Likabil Tosefes Neshama Yisera Mibichinas Halayla, writes the Shari Tshuva, stand up when you say those words, Ufros Aleinu Sukah Shlomecha, because that's Bidiyuk, when the Neshama Yisera enters. And in another Tshuva, the Tzitz Eliezer Chelik Yud Gimel Simenun writes, that's the reason why that's the time that we recite the Mishnayos Obame Madlikin. Why do we say Bame Malikin then? He writes again, Alpi Mekubalim, that Neshama rejumbled is Mishnah. And therefore, the Mishnayos of Bame Malikin should be read because that's when the Neshama is added. That's when the Neshama Yisera comes. And as the Pasuk says, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, the Mishnayos of Perek Bame Malikin are Bar Neros Shabbos. And therefore, explains the Tzitz Eliezer, based upon Mekubalim, we need the Neshama to descend, to enter, and to land into the guf, into the body on Shabbos. And the best way and the most comfortable landing for the Neshama Yisera is by immediately learning the Mishnayos of Bame Malikim, because Mishnah's Neshama, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam, the Mishnayos of Bame Malikim, when you're talking about Neros Shabbos, and you're talking about Mishnayos and Neshama, that will allow the Neshama to descend into the body comfortably for a landing that will be most effective in order to be Mekabalit on Leil Shabbos. Others understand that it is even earlier, that when one enters the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, those who have the custom to go to the mikvah Erev Shabbos, says the Chai Adam in his Sefer on Shabbos, Zichru Toras Moshe, when one enters the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, that's when the Neshama Yisera enters, and it's for that reason that many have the custom. Many men have the custom to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos for this very reason, to be mekabel the Neshama Yisera. Others say that the Neshama Yisera grows as Shabbos continues, and in each and every tefillah, the Neshama Yisera reaches a heightened level of significance. On Leil Shabbos, the Neshama Yisera enters. Shachris, it reaches a different level. And finally, Musaf, it reaches another rung on the ladder as we reach Mincha, Ravin, the Ravin, the highest point of Shabbos, as the Neshama Yisera continues to grow throughout the source of Shabbos. And thus, the Neshama Yisera has entered on Erev Shabbos. But unfortunately, as the Gemara writes on Motzei Shabbos, it leaves the body. Shavas Vayinafash, Voy of the Neshama, so we lose that Neshama Yisera. And it's for that reason, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Tzadi Zayin, that's the basis for Besamim, and smelling the Besamim on Motzei Shabbos. And if you take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Reish Tzadi Zayin, Sif Aleph, he explains two reasons why it's Dafka Besamim that's used at Havdalah. And writes the Aruch HaShulchan, Mipnei Shebeshabbos Neish Neshama Yisera, Uba Motzei Shabbos Holeches Meha'adam. Motzei Shabbos, this Neshama Yisera leaves us. V'yesh kan chalishas hadas, we're weakened. V'habesamim mechazkim hanefesh, the spices that we smell strengthen and uplift and inspire the neshama. The kol reyach tov mechazek hanefesh, the one soul needs inspiration, needs strengthening, because one soul has left. Therefore, the remaining soul that's going to stay with us during the course of the week, our neshama, which we are given at birth, needs to be strengthened because it lost its second neshama. And therefore, besamim, the spices have the ability to allow a man to be inspired, to be strengthened once that neshama yisera leaves. And second reason explains the Aruch HaShulchan, v'od, the b'shabes gam ha-gehenem. We all know that Gehenna doesn't operate. The fires of Gehenna don't work on Shabbos. Uva Motzei Shabbos, Maschil Lisrof, and Motzei Shabbos, the engines of Gehenna begin to roar again, and the fires begin to get strong and stronger and stronger. Ve'esho shel Gehenna masriach, and the fires of Gehenna stink. It's putrid, and the smell is extraordinarily painful. The hanefesh nechlash mizan, the neshama gets weakened by the smell of Gehenna that begins to emerge again. V'nitzrach l'tamcho ulesado, and therefore the neshama needs strengthening. And therefore, that's the reason for smelling the besama. The besama has the ability to blunt the smell of the fires of Gehenna. And concludes the Aruch HaShulchan, V'af agav d'kol elu taimim ruchaniyim, even though all these reasons are spiritual, and maybe we don't feel it and can't tap into it. Nonetheless, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Mikol makom kol nefesh mi Yisrael margish mizeh, every Jewish soul feels it. V'simin muvhok l'zeh. The kol ish Yisrael b'motzei Shabbos, every single Jew on Motzei Shabbos, motzei es atzmo b'hishtanos. You feel a change. Immediately upon davening Marv and Havdol Motzei Shabbos, something changes. V'yafal gav di'ihu lo chazi mazlo chazli. And even though we may not feel it physically, our mazel certainly feels it. And thus, don't think that there is no change. Don't believe that there isn't anything happening Erev Shabbos. It does. There's an Hashem Yisrael which begins and emerges. Motzei Shabbos, it leaves us, and thus that's the reason that each and every single one of us smells besamim. Motzei Shabbos, because of the pain, the suffering, the difficulty of losing that in Hashem, as the Gemara says in Beitza Daf Tezayin, Shabbos Vayinafash, Kevon Sheshabbos Voy, of the Nishmaso, we have lost this Neshama Yisera. And indeed, there are many stories of Tzadikim Gedolei Yisrael who explain and express that we have seen this throughout the ages. The Neshama Yisera is a reality. As the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Yud Aleph, Maimer Beis, Lo Dome Or Panav Shel Odom Kolimos HaShabbos, people look different on Shabbos. The face of a human being looks different on Shabbos than it does during the week. And you'll tell me this doesn't sound real. I can tell you that I look at certain people, and I've seen certain people, they look different on Shabbos. And indeed, Rav Volbi, in his biography on his Rebbe, Rabbi Yerucham Emir, the pre-war Mashkiach and the Mir Yeshiva, Rabbi Yerucham Lavavitz, Rav Volbi writes in his Kuntras, Ha'odim Biyakar, page 22, Chav Beis, that Rabbi Yerucham Lavavitz looked different to him on Shabbos, so much so that when he was a young student in the Mir Yeshiva, when he came, he saw somebody sitting in Rabbi Yerucham's seat on Shabbos. And he says, where's the Mashkiach? And it happened one Shabbos and a second Shabbos. Until he asked a friend, he was doing the yeshiva, who is that man sitting in Rabbi Yerucham's seat on Shabbos? The Mashkiach, Rabbi Yerucham sits there all week. Who comes and sits in his seat? He said, no, that's Rabbi Yerucham. He looks different. His face looks different. Rabbi Eliola, beyond the famed Mashkiach of Kfar Hasidim in Eretz Yisrael, writes about his Rebbe, the Altar of Kelim. He looked different on Shabbos. His face looked different on Shabbos. Talmidim of the Maharal Prague explain as well that Rabbi Yehuda Lowy, the great Maharal, looked different on Shabbos. He was called the tall Rabbi Lau because he looked different on Shabbos. And therefore, this is also an element. This is also an aspect of the Nesham Yisera. There's something that changes. There's something radical that takes place. This is all true when it comes to Shabbos. How about Yom Tov? Does Yom Tov have a Nesham Yisera? Does it not? And indeed, this is a very, very significant machlokas we shown in the end of Maseches Pesachim, Perek Arve, Pesachim, Daf Kuf Beis. The Shita of Tosfos is that on Yom Tov there is no Yesham and Yisera. And it's for that reason that on Motzei Yom Tov there is no Besamim. Why should you smell the Besamim Motzei Yom Tov? If there is no extra Nesham Yisera on Yom Tov, and you didn't lose the Nesham Yisera, there's no reason for Besamim, says Tosfos, and therefore that's the reason there's no Besamim in Havdalah of Motzei Yom Tov, because there is no Nesham Yisera on Yom Tov. That's also the opinion of the Rashba in the very same Tshuva, Chelek Gimel Siman Reish Tzadi. The Rashba explains the reason why that's the case is because Shabbos is special. Shabbos is unique. It's different than Yom Tov. And the Nesham Yisera emerges Dafka during the end of the 6 days of creation. And every single week, the same thing takes place and the same thing happens. Lefichach says the Rashba, Kishenigmeres Meleches Habriya, when creation comes to its conclusion, Omed Ha'olam Al Shleimuso, the world comes to its completion, Ubriyoso B'Shabbos. Ulaachar Shabbos, Chozri Meha Shabbos, Liyosam Nifalim Tchitchilasa. V'harishon chalosh mikulam shmimenu ha'aschala v'lefichach tzarech reichoni l'hashiv nefesh u'lechazek. The work week requires that the soul cannot remain, because on Shabbos, unfortunately, it has to leave. And therefore, the Nesham Yisera is something unique and special to Motzei Shabbos. After the whole week comes to its conclusion, we're given the Nesham Yisera Erev Shabbos. It's removed Motzei Shabbos, therefore it's dafka a Shabbos thing. However, the Ramban, in his drushes, writes that indeed there is also a Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov. There absolutely is. It's no different than Shabbos. Yom Tov and Shabbos is the same. They both have a Neshama Yisera. In Cain, if that's the case, asks the Ramban, why do we not have Besamim? Motzei Yom Tov. According to Tosos, there is no Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov, and therefore there's no reason to have Besamim at Havdalah and Motzei Yom Tov. But according to the Ramban, he asks on himself, if indeed there is a Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov, why do we not smell the spices at Havdalah, Besamim, Motzei Yom Tov? And the Ramban writes that the reason is because the Neshama of Yisera of Yom Tov is categorically and fundamentally different than the Neshama Yisera of Shabbos. The Neshama Yisera of Shabbos, as the Gemara says in Beitza, emerges Erev Shabbos and leaves Motzei Shabbos. However, the Neshama Yaseir of Yom Tov emerges Erev Yom Tov and never leaves. The Neshama Yaseir of Yom Tov stays with us and it never ever leaves. And it's for that reason that we don't require any Besamim Motzei Yom Tov because of the unique Neshama Yaseira of Yom Tov. That Neshama Yaseira lasts forever. The Neshama Yaseira of Shabbos emerges into the body on Erev Shabbos and leaves Motzei Shabbos. And we wait and we pine and we climb and hope and pray for each and every single Shabbos to come again. And with it comes the Neshama Yaseira. But a Motzei Yom Tov of Pesach, Motzei Yom Tov of Shavuos, Motzei Yom Tov of Sukkos, the Neshama Yaseira which we received on Erev Yom Tov never leaves. And therefore, we need to understand and to appreciate that each and every single Jew can tap into Kedusha Shabbos, can tap into Kedushas Yom Tov. The Neshama Yaseira is a reality. It's something that's real. Be it an extra Neshama Yaseira like the Zohar understands, whether it's Ki'ilu a Neshama Yaseira like the other Rishonim, whether it's a physical addition which we are given to enjoy and to bask in the glory of the physical guf which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to us to enjoy on Shabbos, or whether it's the ability to spiritually connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu differently than we can during the week. There is a Neshama Yaseira. We need to know that. We need to understand that. And that's what Rav Reish Lakish is telling us in Beitza, that Shavas Vayinafash, recognize each and every single one of us. We have a Neshama Yaseira. The ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos is unlike any other day. It's for that reason that many had the custom to make sure to rest on Erev Shabbos so that Shabbos you could take advantage of. Shabbos is not just a day to sleep and not to do anything. Of course, it's a day for menucha. Of course, it's a day to eat, to drink, to enjoy our friends and our family, and to take a break from the regular mundane weeks that we have. But we also need to realize that it's a day of the neshama. It's a day of the neshama yaseira. We could enjoy Shabbos physically. We could enjoy Shabbos spiritually. But we need to recognize the present that we've been given. Matana tova yeshli bebeis genozi. This Shabbos shmo, we've been given the present of Shabbos. And included in the present of Shabbos is the most precious, precious present that we've been given, and that's the present of the Neshama Yaseira. Let's take advantage of the 24 plus hours of Shabbos to enjoy the Neshama Yaseira, to give the Neshama what it needs, to bask in the glory of the Neshama Yaseira, to feel its Kedusha, to understand it and to appreciate it, and to enjoy Shabbos as we're supposed to. Beinu uvein b'nei Yisrael osili olam ki sheshes yamim osa Hashem es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz uvayom ha-shvi'i Shavas Vayinafash. Wishing everybody a wonderful day.